screen while I was typing over here, and I was like, come back, come back. Okay, so I am Jeannie Christensen, and I am the new Community Relations Coordinator for Southeast Polk Schools.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks, Jean. Okay, Scott.
My name is Scott Meister. I'm a CPA with Bergen KDV, and primarily tax is where I'm at, but we do a whole gamut of accounting services.
Perfect. Thank you. Merrill? Well, we just met her. We'll go down to Austin. Austin, are you at your computer? Or are you multitasking too? Okay, we're skipping to Sarah Littweiler.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. You're gonna have to speak up a little bit.
I'm Sarah. I'm with the My Place Hotel in Altoona.
Perfect. Luke?
Hi, I'm Luke Peterson with Luke Peterson Insurance. I have a full service insurance agency here in Altoona, home, auto, life, health, business, anything and everything.
Perfect. Then there's Jason. He just came on board.
Yep. Hello. How are you all? Jason Glenn. My wife couldn't be here right now, but Jason and Heather Glenn, and we are new members to the chamber as of a year. We opened up the beef jerky experience out at the Outlet Mall last January.
Perfect. Thank you. Adam?
Yeah, Adam Matson, an insurance agent with Country Financial.
Thank you. Brand new member too. Brandt?
Brandt Anderson with Burgett Mill. We make primarily livestock feeds, horse feeds, and we sell pet foods as well.
And reindeer food, if I remember correctly, over Christmas. Just yep, saying.
That's right.
That's right. It was awesome. Okay, Mary Alice.
Hi, I'm Mary Alice with the new Hyatt Place here in Altoona. Give us a call. That's my pitch. Call us.
Great. Yay. Perfect. Well, great. Austin, are you there now? Nope. Okay. We're just going to kind of get rocking and rolling because we're already 8 minutes into this. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today at our Business 101 class. You know, we started these last year, and it's been a great way for people who, you know, haven't had the opportunity to get involved in any of our events or our networking to learn a little bit more about what is available to you as a Chamber of Commerce member. So, just going to do a little brief history from the chamber. The Altoona Chamber was actually organized and started in 1970 with a handful of businessmen sitting around a card table down in somebody's basement. So there was a need to be innovative for business in our local community. And so these gentlemen took upon themselves to start the organization. Fast forward to 2021, and we are a just under 400 member strong organization. I've been with the organization since 2010, and Mike has been with us for
3 years, 4 years, going on
almost 4 years this summer. So it's been wonderful, and you know, we can't wait to tell you a little bit more about how to get more active in the chamber. Just a little story that I like to tell about why we're important, why we're relevant, what we do, is we had a new business. Somebody reached out to me in 2014 and just said, hey, we don't know much about the chamber. We don't know, you know, what you guys provide, but we're looking to start a business in the community. And we'd love any information that you can give us on how that might work in Altoona. And so I put together, marketing is my background. I come from the Des Moines Register. So I asked them what type of business they would like to start here. And then I immediately started just flooding them with marketing information about that business and industry kind of detail and just good to knows about the business that they were thinking about starting up. And then we actually put them in contact with a handful of local business folks. folks that were super successful with businesses here in Altoona and had just some great experience on how to build a business. And so we scheduled meetings for them to meet with those gentlemen. And then, long story short, they finally joined the chamber in 2015 after they got their business started up and, had a couple of hiccups within that time frame from 2015 to 2016. Fast forward to 2020, we have Brightside Ale Works, one of the top 30 microbreweries in the state of Iowa. They have expanded their business already. They are just rocking it from a community standpoint of being involved in their community, giving back to their community, creating kind of a unique experience for Altoona altogether. And, they keep telling us we're just this close to quitting our day jobs. So interesting that Molly and Andrew would kind of start in that venture. I'm going to share our screen and kind of get our presentation up there too, so it's a little easier to see. Here it is. Then we'll go from there. And if y'all can see it, let's see, I'm going to move you over here. Oh, here we go. Okay. Let me go back just a little bit. So here is Molly and Andrew. I don't know if you can see them. Can you guys see the screen? Yes? Okay, good. All right. Molly is actually a food scientist. I didn't even know that there was such a thing. And then Andrew actually he works for the DNR. So it's an interesting combination of skill sets that they bring to this business. But we absolutely love both those guys and are so excited that we were able to help them in their start to become a successful business in Altoona. So here are some topics and highlights that we're going to cover today in our presentation. We're going to talk about what your resources are, what's included in your investment, and what you can do from a chamber perspective with a minimal investment to help grow your business. So give me the numbers. This is research that's been complimentary from the Shapiro Group that we like to give people on why it's important to be a Chamber of Commerce member. I'm only going to read a couple of these, but if a consumer knows a small business is a member of its own local chamber, the business enjoys a 44% increase in its consumer favorability rating, a 51% increase in consumer awareness, and a 57% increase in its local reputation, as well as a 63% increase in the likelihood that consumers will patronize the business in the future. People want to do business with people they trust. And I think they believe that if a business is a member of a local chamber of commerce, that we're all working in concert for the greater good of our community. So it's always a nice little badge to have on your business to know that you're part of a local chamber. Our most fundamental mission is to generate more business-to-business activity for the community. Our chamber initiates more business-to-business commerce and more opportunities for networking and connecting local professionals than is available through most other local organizations. This is a casual conversation too, folks, so that if you wanna ask questions, raise your hand or type in the chat and we can certainly answer those questions. Here are some things that are included in your membership, and we're gonna go over one of these each individually a little later on, but marketing and promotion, networking, the opportunity to be a part of a committee, education and professional development, our shop local programs, one-on-one meetings, conference space, referrals, grand openings, and a collective voice among others. So I'm going to turn it over to, before I turn it over to Micah, I am going to mention the fact that the Altoona Chamber is an absolute resource center for our business community. 2020 absolutely highlighted that and put that to the forefront like no other year before. We sent out starting on March, early in March, we started sending out information to all of our members. And I'm hopeful that you all that are attending today got some of that information. Adam, you're new, so you wouldn't have seen that flurry of it. And sometimes it, as Scott mentioned to me one time before, that it felt maybe it could be overwhelming, but it absolutely was necessary information. We were able to send out information on the proclamations and what that meant for our businesses. We sent out information on grants and EIDL loans and PPP programs. We also worked with a local business here to provide sanitizer for businesses when the whole, you know, supply chain went wackadoodle. So, you know, we really wanted to highlight that in our conversation today is that we were able to kind of show our business members more so that year than any other year before what we have available to us and how we can share information for you to be able to, for you to be able to do business successfully. So with that, I am going to turn it over to marketing and promotions to Micah.
I'm Micah, the event coordinator here at the Chamber. Just thought I'd introduce myself. So with marketing promotions, we're going to talk about social media, website, member-to-member email blasts, bi-monthly newsletter, complimentary flyers, and member videos.
And the business and community guide.
Yes. Where that went. So first is our social media. We just kind of put our stats on our three platforms that we use, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We hit 1,000 followers this year on Instagram. So that was a good goal that we met. But most importantly in 2020 is when we knew we had to rally for all the businesses. So something we're very proud of is our takeout and delivery guide that we put together. We were the first in the metro to put this together. And a fun stat that we found when looking back of when this all started, on March 17th at 11:04 a.m. is when the Declaration of Public Health Emergency went out to everybody. And by that same day, by 3:34, we emailed out and sent out through all of our social media platforms a restaurant guide. And as you can see the number there, that hit over 15,000 people. So it was a fun way to see our community starting to rally the same day everything started happening. So that was a very good thing that got put out through our social media to help all of them. We also, Jethro's, shortly after that announced that they were opening thing open an hour later for truck drivers so that they, and then they would deliver the food to their truck. We created a flyer, sent that out as well. And as you can see, that had 244 shares and reached over 16,700 people. So just some different ways that how, when everything started happening, we knew it was our time to shine and to bring recognition to all of our businesses in town. And that's how we did it. Our website, we had over 100,000 more visitors this year to our website. It is a responsive website, so you're able to buy tickets. And we have when visitors come to our website, they spend an average of 7 minutes on our website. But something else that we created during COVID was a resource page. So I took a little snippet of each part of that. So we had community resources that you can see, you know, Caring Hands Outreach. We did a link to them, the fire department, the police department. We also had a health one because all the gyms that were members of the chamber were doing at-home workouts. So we wanted a page where people could go to see everything. But then we also did business resources. So like Melissa said, when she sent out an email about the grants available and different resources, we also linked everything to our website, so then you could just find it all very easily. We had some Zoom meetings we were able to record, upload them. So just a good page that listed out everything so people didn't have to hunt different things down. We just wanted to make it easy on everybody. Our business and community guide, this is published once a year. As a member, you are listed in this. As you, we have some numbers here from the from Alicia Webster. She's a representative for that on this and puts that to help put that together. So over 19,454 copies gets mailed to every household in Altoona, Bondurant, Pleasant Hill, Runnels, and Mitchellville. We have chamber copies and then city and school copies. So you are able to, you are listed in this as a member, but you can also purchase additional advertisements in this. And she is selling those now. So if you're interested, we have a sales sheet. After this, just send Melissa or I an email and we can send that over to you along with her.
When did those come out?
April.
April.
They come out in April. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a good guide that you keep all year long because it has events that are happening throughout the metro. Melissa puts in for the whole year. So if there's anything you want in it as a business, you can also send that too.
Yeah, we put together a pretty comprehensive list of events. They're most specifically geared toward Eastern Polk County and Altoona specifically. But it's always nice when you add the state fair in there, farmer's market starts downtown, kind of those bigger events that everybody's interested in knowing when they are. And so it makes it that the shelf life of that particular publication a lot longer than maybe some others.
And then I don't have a page for this, but I'm just going to touch on it. Our bi-monthly newsletter that is emailed out to everybody. In this, it just has different spotlights on businesses, tips, tricks, recommendations of good books, of what's maybe going on in the workplace. So those are emailed out, like I said, and it's just another, if you're interested to have your business spotlighted, just shoot Melissa an email and she'll get together with you. We also do the break room buzz that is emailed out every Monday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Free to advertise. We're always looking for stuff to put in there. We do our best to get out on Facebook and try and find things, but sometimes if we miss something, shoot us an email. If you're running a special, have an event, we can put it in as a save the day a month or 6 weeks in advance. We're happy to do so. We always include our new members in that with a direct link to their website or email, depending. And so it's just another way to keep our members informed of what's going on. Oh yeah, and then I'm at there. Complimentary flyers. We here, I just gave some examples of an event the Kiwanis did that we created. Sugar Shack was doing a gift card promotion this year for the holidays. Hearing Hands was having a sale. And then we do some now hirings. And then Claxon's Fireside, just an example of what we did for their holiday menus. We actually had a meeting with Claxon's yesterday, and he said that how much the flyers have helped him and grow. We did one for him for Mother's Day, and he said it was awesome, that it really helped get the word out. So if you're ever needing a flyer, we're happy to put those together for you.
Again, that's included in your membership. I mean, yep. When we look at marketing, it's one of the things that a small business, that's like the last thing on their business plan. And it honestly is probably the most important that you could invest in, because it's about branding your business in the community that you're trying to grow. And so because marketing is my background and Micah is just an absolute rock star with our programs, this, you know, honestly shouldn't be rocket science for anybody. If that's not your area of expertise and you want some help in branding your business, let us know. We can certainly help you do that. We can rattle them out pretty quickly and get them out on our social media sites. So please, please, you know, take advantage of that service. It's something that a lot of small businesses or even kind of medium-sized businesses don't really invest in, and you should, because it's all about your brand. Oh. I'm going to pause this for a second. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So then also something that we have started doing the last year or two is shooting some videos with our members. So this is one we just did for a new business here. It's called Cozy and Jets. It's located in the strip mall across from Walmart, next to Sugar Shack area. And so we just wanted to help them get their name out there. So we went one morning, shot some videos, photos before they opened the store, and then this is our final product.
And I just want to say, within less than 24 hours, that had been seen by over 2,000 people. So really,
so that was just an example of what we did just a couple weeks ago, and we rolled it out pretty quickly after shooting that. So not a professional by any means, but learning as we go and use the different tools. Yeah.
To make those high quality videos. I feel like that video was really, really good, and we can certainly do something for each and every one of you as well. So moving forward, networking, obviously, meeting people is going to grow your business, right? Getting in and
hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
Your voice is not coming through.
It's not? Okay.
Can now you hear it is. Now? A moment ago, it was not.
You know, that's, I know. It's that whole, we need one of those things. We do. But thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. So, obviously, people ask you if a chamber, being a member of a chamber of commerce is relevant, or if chambers of commerce themselves are relevant. And I'm here to tell you a resounding yes. And this is why a lot of kind of recognition to chambers of commerce is because of the networking opportunities that are provided through that organization. So a few of those that we offer to folks are like our Perk Before Work. We do those on the first Tuesday of every month at 7:30 a.m. And you actually can sign up to be the host of that particular event. So we're bringing people to your business. Yes, it's early. And yes, we do require coffee and donuts. Just saying. But it's a great way to get people into your business. And it's like we do for new networking. Everybody goes around the room, gives a little 2-minute commercial about yourself and your business. And then the featured speaker or the host for the day is actually gets to give tours of their business, talk a little bit more in depth about what their company does and can provide. And it's just a great way to kind of get people into your business. And then new networking, we meet the third Tuesday of every month. And that one, we actually like to go and support our local restaurant community. And it starts about 11:45. We kind of order lunch. Again, we go around the table. Everybody gives a little 2-minute commercial about themselves or their business. And then we do have a featured speaker that will come out and take the floor for the rest of the hour that we're meeting. We host 2 membership lunches a year. We do one in the spring and one in the fall. The spring is typically kind of a motivational, yay, let's get on with the year and make it the best ever kind of a luncheon. And then fall is we kind of work in concert with the city of Altoona on kind of city updates. So Jeff Mark, city administrator, and community development directors, John Shaw and Chad Quick, will typically come and present at those luncheons and give us kind of all a bird's eye view of what's happening in our community as far as construction plans, any kind of developments that are going to come up that we all need to be aware of. So those are great ways to kind of connect with the larger group of the chamber. And then, of course, events. You know, we host 6 signature events throughout the year. And then every member has an opportunity to either sponsor, volunteer, or attend one of our events to, again, increase exposure for your business. Committees, you know, if you really want to get in and dig your teeth into the chamber, we invite you to be a committee member. We have 3 standing committees. We have our connections group. They really are kind of the business mentors for new members that come on board. You know, folks, we never want you to have to attend an event all by yourself or feel like you're the only one that you know there. So this group is really kind of our welcoming arm of the chamber, and they bring in people and help them kind of get in and get connected with others in our community. They are also, however, our think tank for our special events, and they also help volunteer and execute those events. Cultivate Altoona is kind of our economic development arm of the chamber. We work closely with the city of Altoona and local business leaders on economic development, business retention, and outreach. Membership and marketing, this group only meets quarterly throughout the year. They're kind of our branding specialists. So if you have any kind of passion for marketing and branding, we'd love to have you join that committee. And it also kind of comes up with different ways to build member retention through the chamber. And then, of course, last but certainly not least, there is always an opportunity for you to be a member on our board of directors. They are the leadership, the guidance, collaboration, and community influencers that we have on our group. And this year, I can't tell you how excited I am about the group that we have lined up for directors this year. Just very, they're ready to get after it. They just have a really good idea of where we need to go and scope of work that we need to be paying attention to. So usually in the fall, I'll send out an email around late August, 1st of September about, you know, hey, if you're interested in sitting on the board, we'd love to have you fill out a questionnaire. And then we have a nominating committee that kind of goes through those applications, and then we go from there. So keep that in mind for next year for September 2021. Education and professional development, Business 101 classes. We host about anywhere from 6 to 9 of these classes throughout the year. Today is the first of the year. And this is, it's just the way that we do business changes every single day. And we want to be able to provide kind of relevant speakers and different professionals and expertise on things that we all may be going through in our day-to-day business. So, we typically will have classes that talk about new marketing strategies that are coming out that everybody should be aware of. This year, we're going to try and engage on some topics of how to, you know, be successful when you're working remotely. You know, where's your work-life balance when you're working remotely? We want to talk a little bit more about how to manage staff in a stressful situation. We have one coming up that is about procrastination and why we do it, and how the skills that we can master to kind of move us past that that way of life, because I am a procrastinator, like all get out. Anyway, so we believe in continuing education and professional development, and it just makes us all relevant in today's marketplace. So be on the lookout for kind of a listing of all of those classes that we provide. Also, as a side note, we have our Women of Vision series as well. So when we started this about 5 or 6 years ago, I was looking at kind of the demographics of our membership, and about a third of our members were either women owned or operated. So I felt like we needed to kind of maybe develop some programming that was specific to women owned businesses. And so thus came Women of Vision. And we host 4 different luncheons a year for that series. And we have a great health panel that we do in April. We just bring in you know, people that are doing some really cool stuff in our community or in and around our community to help guide women through women who are in business. So shop local. You know, we are very much invested in the shop small programming through American Express. We have organized a retailers council that meets actually the second Tuesday of every month at 9 o'clock at Sugar Shack. Cinnamon rolls and coffee are on the chamber. So if you ever have an interest of getting in with that group, we'd love to have you. But this is where we focus on very specific promotions throughout the year that are going to benefit our locally owned mom and pop shops that it's absolutely vital. They're vital in our communities. They're the ones that invest in our school groups, our little leagues, and our dance studios, and they really add to our economy and our quality of life. Here's some other options that we have. We can meet with you one-on-one, or we can even put you in contact with some folks that are our local business leaders in our community. If you're struggling with a certain aspect of your business that you need to maybe have somebody that has a different perspective, we absolutely can line you up with those people. We've got some great folks that have been former board of directors or just longtime business folks in this community that have been super successful. And they are willing and super excited to help mentor any business in our community. Because, you know, if one of us is successful, we're all successful, right? So let's learn from the best. We can also put together small group consults. So if we wanted to put, some folks of similar like minds or even similar industries together to kind of have a brain trust of what to do for your particular industry, we certainly can organize that and put that together for you as well. Conference space, we're in it right now. We do have some space in our small little building that if you needed meeting space and kind of professional meeting space, that is a part of your membership and it doesn't cost you a dime. We just have to coordinate the schedule. This particular conference room holds up to 30 people. So if you're ever interested, need a kind of a more intimate place to interview people. We've done that for Walmart where they've done their management training and their management interviews through our office or our little conference room here, just because it's kind of out of the way space and it really allows you some great privacy. Referrals, you know, and I come from advertising and we used to fight this, but honestly, word of mouth advertising is number one for any kind of business growth strategy. We all know it, right? If somebody loves your business or loves what you're doing, they're going to tell thousands, well, they'll tell a bunch of people that you are the place to go for it. So we are part of that we refer our chamber members. When we get phone calls in our office and emails in our office, hey, we're planning this, or do you know of somebody that can do this for us? It's also become like a huge thing on some of those community pages. But again, you're just getting anybody's referral. And we want to, you know, really kind of hone in on the fact that a chamber member is considered with great integrity and viability from a consumer standpoint. So 2020 for sure was crazy. And we did over 400 referrals in 2020. And that doesn't count even just our business and community guide, which goes out to 19,000 people. And, you know, those are considered referrals. We're, you know, making sure that people know about your business through our publications. Outside of that, we also are the party planners, right? So when you ever have something really special going on in your business, grand opening, or you're just starting your business, you know, we're the ones with the big scissors. Call us, schedule your grand opening, schedule your ribbon cutting with us and any open house. We love to promote our business. It's like, you know, we always tell people this is, you know, those especially your ribbon cutting ceremony. It's like the the wedding day of any bride, right? It's the most important day of a business's life that they get to cut the ribbon and you know, let have people know that they're open. And we do a really great job. We take tons of pictures at those events, and then we are, you know, super sure to get back into the office and quickly post them up on our social media sites. And so not only are we sharing that with the people that are there in person, but we are making sure that the people that are our followers on social media are knowing who you are and where you are and how they can do business with you. Collective Voice, you know, from a political standpoint, we work very closely with our local representatives in the House and the Senate. And they, especially now during the legislative session, will start sending little weekly reports about what they're working on. You know, if there's things that you feel like we need to be advocating for you and your business, please let us know, because we do have that luxury to be very well connected with our House and Senate representatives. And we want to make sure that they're working on our behalf and doing what they say they'll do from a business standpoint and a community standpoint. We're also your advocate when we work closely with the City of Altoona to coordinate business-friendly processes. Sometimes starting a business in a new community can be challenging, given all the codes and the different kinds of things that you have to be thinking about that you may not think about when you're first starting a business. So we're here to be kind of that liaison between you and the city if need be on those particular processes. But we also work with them on business retention and or expansion. So when you're ready to out or you have outgrown your four walls in your business, we're here to help you find new space and make sure that we continue to have you as a partner in our community. Just a fun little fact here. Did you know that 75 cents is the average daily investment for chamber membership? Now that is less than that, you know, little secret candy bar you keep in your drawer and, you know, that little quick pop that you get. 75 cents and you get all of this benefit to help your business grow and prosper in our community. Now I'm going to turn this back over to Micah. She's going to talk about some things that are available to membership that are just a minimal investment.
Yeah, so we will talk about just sponsorship opportunities and then membership marketing. So I'm just going to hold up. This is our sponsorship packet for 2021. So we like to sit down and meet with businesses who are interested in sponsoring some of our events or our website, our Break Room Buzz, our bi-monthly newsletter, Business 101 classes, Women of Vision. There's lots of opportunities to get your business name on an event or something that we are doing. So this is just the opportunity. We start late November, but really January has kind of been a heavy month that we have been meeting with businesses and getting all of our sold. We like to sell our events out early in the year, so then when that event comes, we aren't looking for sponsors. We can just focus on getting the event done and ready and give it our best. So just wanted to show you a little bit about our packet. And if you're interested, just email me. If I haven't yet emailed you, then I'm going to talk about our events, our annual dinner. I'm just going to go through each one, give you a little brief description of them. So annual dinner, we usually do this in February, but with everything going on, we have moved this to April 10th. So it's just a night we celebrate the community. We give away 6 awards to businesses. And so that is voted on by the community and our business members. And then we host this event at Prairie Meadows. It's a fun night out for people, a great networking opportunity as well. And people really enjoy it. It's a Saturday night for that event. Then in June, it's the kickoff to summer. We do our Wine and Craft Beer Fest in the Enabling Garden. It's a little hidden gem here in Altoona. And it sits back behind Hy-Vee. We partner with Hy-Vee's Wine and Spirits. And we do, it's a sampling of beer, wine, and spirits. At live music, appetizers, just really fun. This year we're having a doing some inflatable games. So get out with your girlfriends, couples, doesn't matter. It's just a fun night to attend. We get about anywhere from 350 to 450 in attendance for that event. So last year we did pivot that event to a fall thing, but this year we're hoping to do it again, or to get our Wine and Craft Beer Fest back on schedule. And it's loved by the community, to say the least. Golf outing, we always do a golf outing. Toad Valley Golf Course is our host for that. We have anywhere between 32 to 36 teams that attend. That's 144 golfers if we sell out. So we have a really fun day. Shotguns start at 9:30. We have sponsors sit at holes, play games, give a little drink, give a snack, whatever they prefer. So that's a lot of people enjoy doing that. Back to school breakfast. We always welcome the teachers back. This is a picture of this last year. We had to do to-go boxes at each school, but you know, it worked. So we fed over 1,000 staff at Southeast Polk. We wanted everybody to be included to get a bag. So we also gave each staff member a bag filled with some swag from all of our sponsors. I think we had over 55 sponsors for this event. So a really fun morning. Typically we gather in one big group, so I'm sure this year that's our goal for this next August, but we'll see. We made it happen. We had people at each school handing out the bags and breakfast boxes, welcoming the staff back, so I think it was a big hit for everybody. Last year was our first year of our farm to table. We are doing in the process of kind of an old town revitalization. So this was just an opportunity for us to welcome people to Old Town, and our office is located down here too. So that's just a picture. We had tables throughout the street. We had live music. We had food from Great Caterers of Iowa. The Southeast Polk FFA Club was amazing and helped serve all the food. So it was, we had a lot of different moving parts to it. And for the first year we had almost what, 80 some tickets for this event. So during COVID, first year for an event, we were happy with it. And so yeah, we're excited to have that again this next year in September. And then this year will be our first year of the First Responders Appreciation. We are doing that in October. So it is just gonna be a lunch for all of our first responders. It's gonna be October 6th. And over the lunch hour, if you're a sponsor for this, you're also welcome to come. So if you are interested in any of these sponsors or any of these events and knowing different sponsorship levels, just shoot me an email. Some have been selling, have sold out. As a sponsor in the years past, you get the first right to that for this next year. But in particular for the First Responders Appreciation, that is a new one. So those are kind of up for grabs from anybody. But if anything looks interesting to you, or if it's your business's mission or goals that you might have for this next year, just reach out and we're happy to let you know what is available.
And as a side note too, I don't know, Scott, I'll turn this around so you can hear me. A side note too, we also host a business trick or treat night in October in 2020. You know, we were able to do that even given the virus. We were able to do that by social distancing, requiring masks. We probably had over 1,000 kids out for that particular event. But, you know, people were super kind about following the mitigation strategies. All of our businesses wore masks, they handed the candy out. So there wasn't like 50,000 hands in a bucket. And we got a lot of really great feedback from the community about, you know what, doing what we could to make that part of our kids' lives this year just a little bit, you know, close to normal. So, but we do that every year. So if you are interested in being a part of that particular event, please make sure that you reach out to Micah, and we'll have signups. We'll give out, we'll be posting flyers and that sort of thing with information on when we want to get that started. So, and you know what, Mike and I are game for just about anything. So if you feel like there, if you want to host an after hours at your business, and you want to come up with some fun way for other people or new people to kind of connect with you and your business, give us a call. You know, I don't
think we've ever really said no to anything. And so, and Mary Alice, I might say no to you. I don't know, but in all honesty, you know, that's our goal too. You know, we want to make sure that you're successful and that your membership works with us. And we want to make sure that at the end of the year, that when you go to write that check or to, for your renewal to the chamber membership, that you're not saying, what the heck did I get out of it? You know, we want to make sure that we're providing enough. And part of that is it's a true partnership between you and with us. We tell people you're going to get out of this partnership exactly what you put into it. So let's make sure that we're working together to make sure that, you know, that relationship is successful and is providing what you need for your investment. You know, it's all about return on your investment. And we want to be able to help you do that and see it. So then we just put together, we reached out to some folks and said, hey, would you mind saying some really awesome things about us? And so we reached out to some folks that we partner with a lot in our community, and they were absolutely excited to share some information about their partnership with us. And so this particular slide is Ned Looney from Caring Hands. We do an awful lot for them and help them with a lot of, we create their flyers. We do some of their communication on social media. So they're a good partner of ours. I'll give you like a little bit and then I'm gonna just run through these. Wanted you to know too, this whole presentation is going to be up on our website and we've recorded it today too. So the recording will be on our website as well. In case you want more information to go with each of those slides. Tyler Smith is a brand new director for our board. And honestly, he got involved with our board after attending this class. He loved what he had to hear from us about what we could offer. And he wanted to be a part of the leadership of that. So we look forward to him being with us this year. Dr. Carrie Swain, she has been an icon in our community. She's been a chiropractor here for 25 years, served, I think, several years on the board for the Altoona Chamber as well. But she's just an advanced citizen, you know, and she just loves to be connected in her community. Elizabeth Burns Thompson, she actually is one of our new council persons for the city of Altoona. And I just as a little kind of side note, she volunteered for the chamber for probably 2.5 years and got connected that way. And then when the seat opened up, we actually encouraged her to run for that seat. And so, you know, not only can you get connected and kind of meet and be a part of your community, but you also kind of can be catapulted into some leadership roles in our community. So, you know, that we love to be able to say, oh my gosh, we knew her when, and we had a part in her success of leading our city. And then Altoona Baseball League, for 7 years, you know, with our Nippy Hippie 5K run, we were able to fundraise for a lot of hyper-local nonprofits in our community. And this year was one of them, the Altoona Baseball League. You know, really couldn't have a season this year. And so our 5K run raised money for them to, you know, it was not a ton of money, but it was something to help them with, you know, the loss that they had in their concessions for the year. They want to rebuild their stadium. They want to really kind of make it a showplace for our community. And we all know that those types of amenities grow our economy. The impact that it has by bringing in hundreds of thousands of people on a weekend is huge for our local economy. So we were happy to help them. Here is our board of directors for 2021. Mackenzie Moberg Appleton of Prairie Vista Village is going to be our president for this year. President-elect is Josh Dunwoody. We have board members, Gail McMahon, Eric Leanos, Jared Vincent, Whitney Smith McIntosh, Amy Ferguson, Steve Olson, Lori Slings, Tu Tran, and Tyler Smith. We're super proud of this board and we feel like there's a great amount of expertise to help us move through 2021 super successfully. Last but certainly not least, here's the Motley crew that runs the office. We are the staff, and we are here at your disposal. We want to make sure that if you feel the need that you need to get out and get a hold of us and kind of create whatever you want or need a resource that we can provide, please make sure that you're reaching out to us and making that known, because we are here to help you. That's what we live for 24 hours a day, right? Seems like it sometimes, but truly, I mean, this is a job, Mike and I both will say that it never feels like a job. This is something we love. We have great passion for, and we want to make sure that you use and abuse us because that's what the Chamber is here to do, is to be a resource for you and your business. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing, I think. I'm going to exit the full screen here. I'm going to move this over a little bit. Stop sharing that. All right. And there we are. So does anybody have any questions? Oh my gosh, there's some things in the, oh no, just one in the chat. There's Austin's information. He must've had to step off for a little bit. And then Sarah's on there too. Okay, perfect. Wait, there is more on there. Is everybody? Oh, there, okay. All right, do you have any questions? Does anybody have any questions? Raise your hand, turn on your mic.
It was a great presentation.
Thank you.
Yes.
Was there information in that presentation, if you could hear us, that you didn't realize that you had as an advantage as a Chamber of Commerce member? Yeah,
absolutely. I've already sent the email about halfway through it, wanting to get more out of the membership heading into our second year. Now that we've got a year under our belt, we feel like we've got the daily operations down. And so now we're ready to start trying to expand that.
Okay, great. Anybody else have any, Brant?
Yeah, there's probably several things that I'll be utilizing since we're having our anniversary this year. So
that's right. How many years, Brant?
125.
Holy smokes. We need to have a big party.
Yep. That's our plan. We're remodeling, so everything will be nice and fresh. And
will that remodel be done in the fall, Brant? Or summer?
Well, the city's doing the paving like in May, so we need to have certain aspects done so they can meet up.
Perfect.
So yeah, we're trying to do all that at the same time. So hopefully midsummer we'll be done with everything.
Good, 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 good. All right. Anybody else?
Yay. Thank you. Thanks for all the information.
Good reminders.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Again, remember it'll be on our website too. And we've recorded it. So we'll have that available for everybody. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Happy weekend too. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.